Then we magnify Christ through our living. We talked about that already, a magnification of Christ. Yeah, that means that our living makes Christ larger because people don't think much of Christ. They don't think about him. They think he's a religious figure. He's a religious character. Doesn't really pertain to me. But if they see a person living Christ or a person that's speaking of Christ in a living way, this causes Christ to be a little larger to them. Now, I got in that 1 year before my salvation, a couple of events happened that made Christ larger to me. One happened in December of 69. I got saved in May of 71. Happened in April of, or early May of 70. The one that happened, and again, I had very little regard for Christ. I didn't think about him. I wasn't religious. I thought he was a historical figure. But I really wasn't sure much of what else. So I knew a few Christians. And one of them, this girl, sends me a Christmas card. I was living alone. I had a house. I was living in by the campus. And she sends me a Christmas card. And now remember, this is 1969, so we're in the throes. Some of you are older, so you can relate to this. This is in the throes of the whole radical, you know, all that stuff going on, hippies and movements and political this and political that. So it was very much into all this kind of stuff, and I was pretty much into that kind of stuff as well. And so she sends me a Christmas card. And it was a little unusual, though. It didn't have, like, on the front, you know, a reindeer or something like that. It had some words. And I opened the thing up, and before I opened the card up, on the outside of it, it said, listen, it said, he was a revolutionary. He was a nonconformist. He was a radical. He challenged the establishment. He rebuked the hypocrites. He wasn't into material things. I'm looking at this. I got a new hero here. Who is this guy? This is probably Che Guevara, maybe. You know, Che Guevara, he's a very romantic figure to the communists because he was born into a wealthy family in Argentina, wealthy family, became a doctor, and he gave everything up to fight for the communists. And when he helped Castro take over Cuba, Castro offered him a position in the government. He said, no, there are more revolutions to fight. He went to Bolivia, where the CIA assassinated him. Anyway, so I was reading that, and I was thinking, who is this? Who is this guy? Who is this guy? I didn't think about it being a Christmas card. And then I opened it up and it said, and you shall call his name Jesus. I wish I'd kept that card. But I didn't. But anyway, I thought, wow, this is very interesting. I never thought about Jesus. I thought he was just a religious guy. You know, just a religious, like a priest or something. Never thought of him being challenging the establishment, nonconformist, and not into material things. These are all the things, you know, I was thinking were really great. And so, but I began to think more about Christ. Okay, then the second thing that caused me for Christ to be magnified a little bit to me, to be considered Christ, was then we had this event happen in May of 1970, and these kids were killed in Kent State University. Four kids were killed on the campus there. They were in a protest. May of 1970, early. And so there's different kind of protests that broke out on different campuses around America in support of these students. Because we were down in Louisiana, pretty conservative down there, but still, there was a kind of a rally and protest, and there was a march. I was involved. I was, you know, a knucklehead, didn't know much. But anyway, the television station, local television station, wanted to have a panel interview with two students and two faculty members about this problem. Since I was involved with the student government, they asked me and this other girl. That's a girl. So me and a girl. We were the two students. And then there was this ag professor who was very conservative, and there was this Jewish guy who was an English professor, and his name was Herb Rothschild. And he was very popular. He taught Shakespeare, and he was really popular. He was smart, bright, went to Harvard, got a PhD at Harvard. So the panel was these two professors and these two students. And so they were talking about different protests and all this stuff, and I was just, you know, full of nonsense. But they asked Dr. Rothschild something. And Dr. Rothschild, little did I know that Herb Rothschild had, even though he was quite liberal in some ways, he had actually gotten born again when he was a PhD student in Harvard. And he was a Jew. He didn't talk about it much. But anyway, we're on this panel, and Dr. Rothschild, who's really popular with the students, made a comment that I never forgot. He said, you know, I agree with a lot of the things these students are saying. They have some very good ideas, and I think they're complaining about some things that need to be complained about. He said, I only have one problem. The problem is, I don't see that they are living the way they're talking. I don't see that their living matches their verbiage. And I knew this was true. I knew that these people were just talking. Everybody was complaining and talking, but nobody was living the way they wanted everybody else to live. And when he said that, of course, I liked him. I had a couple of classes from him. And I was, I didn't finish the story. Then he said, according to my understanding of history, there's only one person that ever lived the way he talked. And that was Jesus Christ. Wow. He said that on the television. Wow. And I am listening to Dr. Rothschild. Did not know he was a Christian, but had a lot of respect for him. Liked his lectures, liked his, he's funny, and everything. And I'm just like, I was shocked. And then I remember I hit my hand on the table. I said, I agree with Dr. Rothschild. And then I said, Jesus, he really lived the way he talked. I had not read one ounce of the gospel. But I just kind of had a hunch it was probably true. And my friends, I had some of my Christian friends watching this TV show, they were just shocked. Like, what? What is he becoming a Christian? No, I didn't become a Christian yet, but this was the part of the magnification of Christ. I began to think, wow, he actually lived the words he spoke. Nobody's doing that now, just a bunch of protesters. They all just want to protest, but they don't live anyway. They just complain. So anyway, that was part of the magnifying of Christ.